Rabbi, good morning. So let's continue a little bit. So we left off on the bottom of page 55. So remember again, Rav Kashtiel was explaining the mashal of the Ramchal. The Ramchal Dafka used the example of the maze. That life is like the maze Ramchal posited. And the Rav Kashtiel gave a very beautiful insight that when we learned last time, he said that what's the chap with the maze? Out of all the things, now obviously a basic understanding of the Ramchal's mashal is that life is like a maze because life is circuitous, meaning often again to be able to reach our destinations is not a straight linear path, but requires many different twists and turns. So that's certainly understandable. But Rav Kashtiel took it a step further, and Rav Kashtiel explains that the difference of, well, before we get to the maze, he said, what's the difference in the outlook between a leader and regular people in life? He said, most people just get lost in the details. What they see in life is only what's exactly in front of them, but they lose sight of the greater mission or the greater meaning of life in light of all the details. The leader, on the other hand, and we'll see what he means when he says leader, the leader, on the other hand, of course, has to pay attention to the details, but sees the bigger picture in the midst of all of the details as well. Meaning, even when dealing with all the smaller details, always sees the greater picture within that. So look what he writes, last paragraph, page 55. Eitzel ha-manig, by the leader, ha-protim mischabrim tamid le'ezet tmuno. The details always combine together to form some type of coherent picture. He says, "Shalat lat hu mitzayir la'atzmo b'rosh, v'hu lo ma'abed es ha'cheshbon." So for the leader, the details, of course, are always important. Because remember, again, as I mentioned last week, you know, often we say the devil's in the details. It's not true. The Ribono Shel Olam's in the details. God is in the details. So when it comes to the leader, see, all the details form some cohesive picture. And slowly but surely, he creates for himself that picture without ever losing sight of what it is that he's working towards. Yeshlo Yecholes Hanhaga, Humuram Meha'am, HaPratim, page 56, HaPratim Etzlo, Mitztarfim Letmuna Koleles, Hulo Ma'abedes HaCheshbon. So as opposed to the details being a series of unrelated small little pieces, the details form a coherent, cohesive picture in totality. So the leader is able to see how everything fits together. So this will make a little bit more sense in just a moment. So let's go back to the maze for just a moment. Just so you understand, this distinction that he's making is quite a fascinating one. Meaning what he's saying is there are two ways to live life. You can live life in the moment, in which case, again, life becomes a series of details. And what do you do with those details? You navigate each of them one by one. So I go through this situation, that situation, that situation, and I don't look for any type of correlation or any type of link in between all of those situations. That's one way to live life. It's a very linear approach. On the other hand, the other way to live life is a recognition that I'm working towards something bigger. And each of these independent episodes, each of these independent situations are all part of me reaching that bigger picture. Some of them are positive parts, some of them are negative parts, but they're all parts. So the distinction he's making between the leader and a regular person, although we'll discuss exactly what that means, is that most people just live life as a series of unrelated events. So I go from this to this to this to this to this, trying to successfully navigate each of those individual events without really seeing any unifying bond in between those events. The leader, on the other hand, he posits as someone who has a global vision. I know where I'm going, I know where I'm heading to, I know what I'm trying to accomplish, and each of the smaller events somehow play a role in that. Hamischak hazeh, this game, this maze, mischak hamavoch, haikaron shalahu, sha'adam holich b'shvil echad, v'kol hazman chayiv lahachzik b'rosh, as kol hashvil sha'asad achshav. Well, so you know, when it comes to mazes, and remember again, this type of maze that he's describing is meant for a kind of, you know, when we're kids, we all do these mazes. But the difference is when we do a maze, often you're going ahead and you're taking your pen, and you're going through, so you could see your path the whole way. When you're walking through the maze, of course, you have to keep in mind not only where you're going, but you have to keep in mind the entire path that you've taken until now. Because if you don't keep in mind the entire path you've taken until now, then ultimately you lose your way. He says, To keep in mind the entire path I've traversed until this point. I have to remember, Sarah said, not only that, not only do I have to remember the path that I'm taking now, but what? I also have to remember all of the paths that I've taken beforehand. Because if I don't remember the paths I've taken beforehand, then what happens? Then I end up taking those same dead-end paths again. Huzogar kol azman, eize shvilim bidiyok avar, ve'eize nekudos asa, ula'at la'at ayedei ha'mifkash im kol ha'shvilim. And I will say, so how do you successfully navigate the maze? So there are some lucky people that get through the maze the first time. Right? Luck, hashkacha, whatever you want to call it. Most people, how do they get through the maze? Right? You try a number of times. You hit a number of dead ends. You remember the paths that led you to the dead ends. You avoid those paths again. And then over time, you're able to find the correct path. He says, until ultimately, after enough time of finding dead ends, I'm able to map out all of the dead ends. I'm able to map out in my mind the map of the maze, and I'm able to find the successful path. Well, see, here's an exceptional metaphor. So in order to successfully navigate the maze, what Rav Kashu, what Rav Chal is saying is, you need two things. Number one, you have to be attentive to the path you're on now. You have to remember ultimately the path that came before you. And you have to remember all of the previous paths that you took that wound up in dead ends. If you don't take stock of your present and your past, there is no way you can move forward to the future. Jose, sounds a lot like what? Sounds a lot like the Gemara Maseches Erevin that the Ramchal quoted, of that Noach lo adam shelo nivra, better for a person to have never been created. Va'achshav l'shenivra, she'achshav shenivra, yimashmesh or yifashvesh b'masa. Remember, we saw those two girsos, those two words, yimashmesh and yifashvesh. And what those words essentially means is retrospection. A person has to look back into life to see what they've done which is good, to see what they've done which is negative. Because I will say, without keeping in mind, all of this is such an incredible yisod. What happens in life? I will say, more often than not, people, we end up making the same mistakes over and over. Why? Why is that? Because we haven't mapped the maze. Because when you don't map the maze, and you don't remember the paths that led up in dead ends in the past, I'll just simply end up taking those same paths again. He says, "Umi matzliach lenatzeach es hamavuch." So who is the one who is able to successfully navigate the maze? Misheodea letargim es hashvilim hashonim. Ula'avod osam toch kedei shu holich b'shvil metzumtzam. Shemare lo t'muna ma'od tzara. Ki hu b'rosh shelo matzliach lechaber ezeh lo'od shvilim shura lefnekein. It's the person who's able to take the path that he's on now and somehow connect it to previous paths. Ula'at la'at hu metzayir la'atzmo b'rosh, and slowly but surely he maps out in his mind b'dimyon es ha'tmuna ha'kolales shel ha'mavuch. He's able to go out and map out in his mind the entire maze. V'huchanu nimtza. He's able to map out where he is now. He knows where he's been in the past. He knows, again, the paths that lead to the dead end. What the Ramchal is pointing out over here is that the reason why he uses the path as the metaphor for life is because there is no shortcut, right? There is no shortcut for the maze. Right? You could cheat. Somebody could tell you how to get there. But the truth is, again, there's no shortcut to the maze. The only way to navigate the maze, the truth is through trial and error. So to make mistakes, so this is amazing. So that the metaphor tells you is, to make mistakes in life, that's part of the journey of life. What we have to try to avoid is making the same mistakes over and over. And the only way to avoid making the same mistakes over and over is to remember the pathways that I took in the past that led to dead ends, and try to avoid those again. But so let's go back here just a little bit. Says Rav Kashtiel, Pitron ha-mavuch ta'loi bi'cholis liros pratim kichelek mimachlul. Mischak ha-mavuch hu mischak shel sarim. Remember, as we said before, the game of the maze was a game of noblemen, of leaders. Hu mishachlel es yicholes han-haga va'amalchus. Tzarech lizkar, Eizeh shvil ze ozer, ve'eizeh shvil lo ozer. Person has to remember which pathway works, which pathway doesn't work. Tzarech liskor shelefnei shah, hayisa b'shvil hazeh, ukerega hulo relevanti. Right? That's Hebrew. Right? So what happens, I have to remember that again, just a little while I was on this path, and now this particular path is not relevant at all. Tzarech kol hazman la'asos cheshbon. Well, so I have to at all times go ahead and what? I have to make a cheshbon. I have to make a calculation in my head. Tzarech harbe bikios, tvius ayin, amda kolalas. I have to go ahead. I need an incredible amount of expertise. Tvius ayin abosai means that I have to be able to recognize things with my eyes. Amda kolalas. I have to have a panoramic view. He says, misha matzliach lahachzik amda kolalas. Someone who is able to have this panoramic, all-inclusive view, ultimately will be able to go ahead and reach the tachlis, reach the goal. Hatachlis. Or say, what is the goal of? What is the goal of the maze? The goal of the maze is the tachlis hachsadra. Remember, it's to reach like that portico, to reach that gazebo in the middle. Hachsadra zumin bama muremes. So what's the gazebo? What's the achsadra in the middle? The achsadra in the middle is this raised platform. The metaphor being that someone who is able to navigate the maze and figure out which pathways work, which pathways don't work, is able to reach this elevated state. He says, "Hu nimtza," page 57, "Hu nimtza al habama." He reaches the bama, of course, again, the portico, the achsadra in the middle, ukishusham roa es kol ashvilim. And when he's there, he's able to see all the paths. Here, Rabosai, the amazing part is when you're able to successfully navigate the maze in life, and now we've established that the only way to navigate the maze is to go ahead and a little bit of trial and error, to try a number of dead ends, but trial and error is not the end of it. Trial and error is the start of it. The goal is, however, to remember all of the paths that led to dead ends and to try to figure out how not to repeat them, how to avoid them, and to map out those dead ends in my mind and to try to figure out how to take a different path. When you're able to successfully navigate the maze and you make it to the achsadra in the middle, the achsadra represents a heightened level of existence. A level of existence that we're going to see tomorrow, Mir Tashem, allows you to see all of the pathways, the successful ones, as well as the dead ends. So we'll stop over here for today. We'll let Mir Tashem pick up on page 57 tomorrow. Sure.